Part 2. You will hear a professional football player called Ed Nielsen talking about his experience on becoming a professional athlete. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 2.
I was born in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. I was raised up in a low-class shanty town known as the favelas. I was always picked on because of my height. But that didn't stop me from showing off my talents with a soccer ball. I was first noticed by a soccer scout when I was 10, but he didn't want to take the risk of signing me up with the youth league of Sao Paulo because of my height, he said. I didn't let that incident discourage me at all. Instead, I took it like a piece of advice from my parents, who have always taught me to push myself to the limit. One day, I heard from one of my brother's friends that they were going to try out for a team called Santos. During this time, Santos was one of the most popular teams in Brazil because the greatest player in the world had played there. I managed to convince my parents by telling them that it would be a dream come true, and they finally agreed. On the day of the tryouts, nobody took me seriously. I could hear everyone laugh at me because of my height and my age. Everyone that was trying out was 15 to 18 years old. When I was asked for my personal information, the coach said, "Kid, you are too late. The kids' tryout were last week." I told him, "You won't regret it. Please let me try out." He then shook my hand with a firm grip and said, "At your own risk." Nobody wanted to pass me the ball, because they were afraid I will miss the pass, or I will give it to the opponents. I remember I was in the midfield when I finally managed to intercept a pass from one of my teammates. I said to myself, "Ednison, this is the only chance that you're going to get to show off your talent, so don't mess it up." As soon as I started to run with the ball, I had three midfielders coming after me. I zigzagged through them like waves going up and down. I was approaching the goalie and I could hear my teammates screaming, "Pass the ball!" I completely ignored them and continued. The last defender was twice my size and height. He fiercely tried to tackle me, but thanks to the excellent ball control, I was able to kick the ball in the air, avoiding his right leg. Otherwise, I would have been carried out on a stretcher, placed on the sideline crying out loud for medical assistance. So it was me and the goalie. I took a deep breath and tried to focus on the top right corner of the goal, hoping that I could place the ball there. I kicked it as hard as I could with the outer part of my right foot, which gave the ball an effect that starts off straight but then suddenly changes direction to the right. "Goal, goal," I started screaming and crying. After that, I played for 10 consecutive years for Santos.
Now you will hear the recording again.
I was born in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. I was raised up in a low-class shanty town known as the favelas. I was always picked on because of my height. But that didn't stop me from showing off my talents with a soccer ball. I was first noticed by a soccer scout when I was 10, but he didn't want to take the risk of signing me up with the youth league of Sao Paulo because of my height, he said. I didn't let that incident discourage me at all. Instead, I took it like a piece of advice from my parents, who have always taught me to push myself to the limit. One day, I heard from one of my brother's friends that they were going to try out for a team called Santos. During this time, Santos was one of the most popular teams in Brazil because the greatest player in the world had played there. I managed to convince my parents by telling them that it will be a dream come true, and they finally agreed. On the day of the tryouts, nobody took me seriously. I could hear everyone laugh at me because of my height and my age. Everyone that was trying out was 15 to 18 years old. When I was asked for my personal information, the coach said, "Kid, you are too late. The kids' tryout were last week." I told him, "You won't regret it. Please let me try out." He then shook my hand with a firm grip and said, "At your own risk." Nobody wanted to pass me the ball because they were afraid I will miss the pass or I will give it to the opponents. I remember I was in the midfield when I finally managed to intercept a pass from one of my teammates. I said to myself, "Ednison, this is the only chance that you're going to get to show off your talent, so don't mess it up." As soon as I started to run with the ball, I had three midfielders coming after me. I zigzagged through them like waves going up and down. I was approaching the goalie and I could hear my teammates screaming, "Pass the ball!" I completely ignored them and continued. The last defender was twice my size and height. He fiercely tried to tackle me, but thanks to the excellent ball control, I was able to kick the ball in the air, avoiding his right leg. Otherwise, I would have been carried out on a stretcher, placed on the sideline crying out loud for medical assistance. So it was me and the goalie. I took a deep breath and tried to focus on the top right corner of the goal, hoping that I could place the ball there. I kicked it as hard as I could with the outer part of my right foot, which gave the ball an effect that starts off straight but then suddenly changes direction to the right. "Goal, goal!" I started screaming and crying. After that, I played for 10 consecutive years for Santos.
That's the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.